Please turn your Bible to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23 and verse 32. I want to preach to you this morning on the eight cries or eight statements from Calvary. Eight statements of Calvary, eight cries of Calvary. Jesus made eight statements as he hung on Calvary's cross. I want to share those statements with you today and just say a few things about them. I'm also going to, I've never preached on this before, but I thought about the numerology of it. And I'm going to share some numerology with you on this, about 1 through 8, hello? And so let's stand for the reading of God's word. Luke chapter 23, verse 32 to 38. You know, Eddie, I bet your Sunday school teachers killed you today. I just thought about it. This was not the day I told them to come early. Did they really? Wow. Now that's committed people. Amen. I thought about that this morning. I said, why didn't I tell him to wait the next week to do that? But that's all right. You got Marines, Eddie. Amen. Press forward. You know what, though? If we had a special day to go somewhere, we wouldn't mind getting up earlier. Really, that's how it is. But this is a good crowd for a time change, Sonny. I'm glad you're here. Well, let's look at... Let's think about the statements that Christ made from Calvary as he hung there for you and I. And in Luke chapter 23, and look at verse 32 all the way down to verse 38. In Luke 23, 32, the Bible says, and there were also two other malefactors. Now, you know what that word malefactor means, criminals, thieves, convicted crime doers, amen? Malefactors. There were two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. Talking about they were put to death with Jesus Christ. And when they would come to the place which is called Calvary. By the way, there's seven letters in Calvary. Seven's God's perfect number. There they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and one on the left, and the other on the left, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. The people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. By the way, that's Christ couldn't save himself, because if he would have saved himself, he couldn't have saved us. So he died for others. He gave for others. He sacrificed for others. Sum up Christ's whole life in one word, it is others. 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 Dr. Howells years ago brought a message on others. We can get to do for others, care for others, serve others, pray for others. Amen? And that's what Christ did. He did for others. And the people derided in verse 35. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldier also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. How many are glad he didn't save himself? And the superscription also was written over him in the letter of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. He was the king of the Jews. He is the king of the Jews. But he also is, Brother Danny, he's also king of kings and lords of lords. Dan Sable, before I preach, would you pray, Danny, and ask God's blessing on the preaching? Thank you. You may be seated. While Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary, he made eight cries or eight statements from the cross. today I want us to look at each one of those statements and that Jesus made while he was suffering and dying for us, and not just for us, but for the whole world. And I want you to note something. We'll be going in the four different Gospels because the different stages that Christ went, the different statements, they're not all put in one Gospel. So we need all four Gospels to record them all. Amen? And so today, just try to follow with me in the Scripture as I read to you. And by the way, while we think about these statements that he said, today, preacher, I'm going to be talking about the numerology of them, and I'm going to be putting some thoughts with it, with the order of these, of when he says them. Amen? And a little numerology. Well, let's look at the first one. That's in Luke 23, verse 34. Luke 23, you're right there, verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know, we see that first statement. And the number one true living God. By the way, there's only one true living God. And Jesus speaks here in the first cry from Calvary of forgiveness. And it doesn't surprise me, Brother Bobby, because there's only one that can forgive, and that's God. There's no other one that can forgive sin. God's the only one that can forgive sin. And the Scripture says in Mark 2:7, just stay where you're at. I'm just going to quote, "Who can forgive sins but God only?" Later in that same chapter, Jesus, who was God in the flesh, he said, "I can show you I can forgive," proving that he was God in the flesh. And he did heal a man. Daniel 9:9 says, to the Lord our God belongeth mercy and forgiveness. So it's amazing, the first statement that we see from the cross, Christ is asking forgiveness for all people. You know, that was, Jesus was on the cross of Calvary for one reason, to get pardon and forgiveness for all men. How many are glad he stayed on the cross for you and I? And that was the reason that he did. Thank God for that forgiveness that we get through Christ. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commended his love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us." I'm glad in one of those statements, Brother Brian, that Christ had forgiveness right at the start. Amen? Then let me just read to you Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him," you're complete in Christ, "which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands." When I got saved, God circumcised my heart. You know what? I didn't see it. It was an operation of God. You didn't see it, but God did it. Amen? When you got saved. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins, of the flesh, of the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism. We also were risen with him through faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision.